This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is nothing in the Constitution that says it has to be a speech, just that the president has to, from time to time, give the Congress information of the State of the Union. But a speech it has become. The latest iteration, as you know, is tonight, President Obama's sixth. Marketplace's David Gura is in our Washington bureau covering the speech for us. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so let's take this from where the president sits, right? The economy, according to the White House, is doing pretty well, yeah?
Yeah, and definitely better than it was the last time he gave a State of the Union and the time before that. I think, you know, what he can be proudest of and what he's probably going to point to tonight is the job market. And last month, the economy added 252,000 jobs. The unemployment rate is at 5.6%. These are good metrics, metrics that the American people like. And, you know, if you dig a bit deeper, we're seeing better jobs now. We're seeing more jobs available across the board and across the country. I'm sure he's going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I mean, surveys indicate Americans are starting to feel better about the economy. The president's probably going to play off of that. Consumer confidence is up. And as one economist told me today when I was talking to him, it feels like we are out of crisis mode.
Being out of crisis mode does not, however, mean we are completely free and clear. There are still some trouble spots, right? Run those down.
That's true. So wages is a big one. Wage growth is something that the White House is still very focused on. Also, housing. Housing market has done better. It is doing better. But if you look at something like construction of single family homes, there's still some room to grow there. And, you know, there's a lot of concern about the fiscal side of things, what the Fed's going to do with interest rates. So that's on the horizon as well.
You know, so, David, the president's been out on the road for a couple of weeks talking about this thing. I mean, there's nothing we're going to see tonight that he hasn't already talked about. What do you imagine will be the couple of things that he will be concentrating on as he sort of rolls this speech out across the country?
Yeah, he's mentioned a number of very populist proposals and speeches across the country. So he's focused on calling upon Congress to offer paid parental leave, for instance. He introduced a new tax reform plan that sort of focuses on capital gains, so something of concern to the very wealthiest of Americans. You know, I was struck as he gave these speeches by how much he's focused on what the administration's done already. And its hands have been tied over these last few years. He hasn't done a lot with Congress. So, you know, a lot of what we've heard, giving more money for infrastructure, giving more money for putting broadband in rural parts of the country, these are things that he's talked about a lot. I don't expect he's going to stop talking about them. I think he's hoping that Americans' appetites for things like that will grow now as the sort of baseline improves, as more people have jobs, as there are, you know, fewer people who are worried about just paying their bills. We'll see what happens. Again, he has to work with a Congress now that both houses are controlled by Republicans. He's got his work cut out for him.
Just because this is the way things work now in Washington, do you think there is enough in this speech that will get some kind of real negotiations going, or are we just whistling past the graveyard, as it were?
I was on the phone this morning talking to folks about that. A lot of political scientists, a lot of economists think that we will see a return to what's called regular order, that we will see Republicans pass a budget. But those same people I talked to were very skeptical that this is going to be a starting point, as the White House hopes it will be. I mean, I think that this will be a starting point for conversations about tax reform and budget issues. You know, I think that's a much heavier lift for the White House. I think that the Republicans have their own starting point that they're going to want to get things started from.
Is it fair to say, David, that the president now has his eye firmly on his economic legacy?
Yeah, of course, the president has a lot on his plate. But as I said, he's had to spend so much time when it comes to the economy focusing on that unemployment rate, getting it down lower and getting month after month the number of jobs created to go up. This is an opportunity for him to do more, I think, as he sees it. And as you say, there isn't a whole lot of time left. So he has to be thinking about what his legacy is going to be down the line. And I think that this is a way for him to make that imprint going forward.
Marketplace's David Gura on the president's speech coming up tonight. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kai.
Don't watch that speech all by yourself. You can always just watch it with us. David's going to be live tweeting from inside the House chamber tonight. I will be there as well on Twitter. That is not in Washington. Full coverage at Marketplace.org and on the Marketplace Morning Report at the crack of dawn tomorrow, before the crack of dawn in a lot of places, actually.